Good morning. 8:18 a.m. 8:18 a.m. Yes. April 1, 2020. That's a Wednesday. You can probably hear the crows. There's like 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There's like 10 crows flying around. But I heard this crunching sound. Crunch, 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 crunch. See, this guy's stripping the roofing off his house here. I'm gonna walk right beside him. So yeah, I had to get up, put my boots on, go outside early this morning to get the kid to work by 8. Since I had my boots on and it wasn't frigidly cold out, I thought, okay, well, let's get this out of the way. Get the walk in. I got a few words in this morning. I think I got like 400 or so. There's a new event starting today for the words. So I'm trying to pick off a few of the quests I've had. I had a whole almost maxed out of quests, and with a new event coming, I need to have some open slots so I can participate in the event. I've cleared off about 4. I should be able to clear off one more. This is the month I was going to start seeing if I could get 3K a day. And I might do it. I might push that envelope just a little bit. The difference between 2K and 3K is about, if the numbers hold, and they hold up to 7, so I'm guessing they'd hold for 3. Well, if the numbers hold, I should be able to do 3,000 words in about 2 hours and 15 minutes. So, 2.5. It's going to require me to do a little more focus to get them all in by noon. Yesterday I didn't do it. Yesterday it was like, I think it was close to 1:30, 2 o'clock before I got all the words in. Noisy neighborhood this morning, gosh. Beautiful morning. The official temperature is just barely above freezing. It says 34, but the thermometer outside my back door said 40, or very close to it. It was like 30, maybe 39. I'm very close to 40. So yeah, I'm a little bit overdressed. I got the parka and sweatshirt hoodie. Pull the shirt. I'm picking up a good amount of heat here, so I'm not cold. My nose is cold, but fingers are cold. But car temp is cooking right along. There's a lot of high thin cloudiness. There's a fair amount of blue and a lot of high thin clouds. Off to the northeast, it's almost all blue sky. Off to the southwest, it's pretty well covered. Oh, off to the northeast. All across the north, yeah, look at that. It's pretty. It's that nice solid blue. So I got my blog post up for the day for NathanLowell.com. Lists all the numbers and where all the projects are. I have, as of yesterday, it was 170 days of at least 2,000 words a day. 170 days in a row. And I'm really happy with that. It's not quite a quarter million words. It was like 225,000 words for the first quarter. And I'm counting down to 500,000 words in the streak. And today I think is 1991, which means only 9 more days to 2000. I don't have any idea what I'm going to talk about. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to talk about today, so I'm not going to worry about what I might talk about 10 days from now. It is Wednesday. I do have a meeting this afternoon at 1. FedEx truck here, out and about early this morning. Yesterday was a day apparently for people talking about what they're going to do when the quarantine is lifted, when the stay-at-home orders get lifted. It's such an odd idea. It's such an odd notion. Dog walker here. Make sure I give him plenty of room.
Morning.
Morning. Sniff. You got it.
Eating grass.
Yeah, that'll do it. Be a little leery about having my dog out that close to Prairie Dog Village, but okay. Coming up on it. Get ready. So with me. Monk post. So yeah, today I'm gonna start the Mountain of Mars. It's the 8th book. I think it might be the last book in Starship Mage series. I picked it up last week. I haven't cracked it open yet, but Glenn Stewart has never let me down yet. If you feel happy, you feel good. Okay. With a window open. It's not that warm out. For some reason I'm just barely poking along this morning. The legs did not want to start up. They're plenty warmed up now, but they still don't want to move very fast. I did my meditations. I fired up the Headspace this morning for the first time in like forever. I tried to do it last night and it wanted me to log in. And I couldn't. I couldn't remember the password. And I wasn't about to go looking for it. I was already in bed last night. I was going to do a little sleepy time meditation. But in my dream overnight, I remembered it. And so I punched it in this morning. Did the walking in a city meditation. This isn't exactly a city, but it's close. It's 10 minutes focusing on everything that's going on around you. And instead of focusing on your breathing, focusing on the pressure of your feet on the sidewalk. I haven't really been able to make this work. I've tried it a lot. I've done it a lot. But I haven't actually gotten it to work. I walk along and my mind goes into all kinds of things that aren't focusing on the pressure of my feet. It's not listening to the birds. It's not feeling the air. It's something else, usually something to do with writing. Here comes a jogger. I will take the sidewalk. Thank you, sir. Morning. But my focus has been really bad. it's, you know, finding, I think, writing time. I have to look and see what it was for yesterday. But writing time for basically 2,100 words was taking me till afternoon, when I know the stats say I really only need an hour and a half, having it chew up most of the day. And knowing that I wasn't actually writing for most of that time, I was sitting there pretending to write while I was looking at other things, and not paying attention to the story. I think a piece of it is that the story is sort of drifting along right at the moment, as I'm trying to get Otto settled in his new hometown and get things set up and get him out walking the beach and establishing a new normal for him. Remember the FedEx truck I was talking about? That was it. I can get my milk order. So I've got a lot of milk. I gotta start a batch of yogurt here this morning when I get back. I hope I remember. I overdrained the last one. It really only needs like an hour and a half. And I think it went for two and a half. So it's really, this batch of yogurt has been almost like cream cheese. A little bit looser than cream cheese, but not by much. I could probably make Neufchâtel if I could get the right starter for it. That's what we usually use here at the house, is Neufchâtel. Instead of like regular Philly cream cheese, we get the one-third fewer calories, whatever it is. It's technically Neufchâtel cheese, so. Lots of birds. Woodpeckers out there. I heard a lot of red-winged blackbirds calling earlier. There's one there. It's a couple off in the distance. Here I am. Out the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.